This is the KVNF local news for Wednesday, August 21st, 2013. I'm Marty Derlin. According to the Telluride Daily Planet, the Mountain Village Town Council held discussions last week on how or whether the town would allow commercial marijuana activity within its limits. The Planet reports most council members are leaning towards allowing sales, though a moratorium to further consider the issue is likely. Though some at last Thursday's meeting opposed the option of regulating marijuana, all sides agreed that more time and information is needed to fully consider the implications. The council decided to vote on a moratorium on marijuana activity at its next meeting in September. State guidelines say the decision on whether to allow or place a moratorium on marijuana sales must be made by October 1st. The Denver Post reports that state regulators expect to have an online marijuana tracking system ready by October. The inventory system will be the first tool for overseeing Colorado's recreational and medical marijuana industry. An official for the Colorado Department of Revenue said the state will begin training an estimated 2,000 to 3,000 medical marijuana business employees on the new system in September and October. The system will reportedly track marijuana plants through special radio frequency tags. Recreational marijuana stores, which could open as soon as January, will be required to create accounts with the system before they're granted operating licenses. According to the Post, that requirement represents one of the many rules being considered this week as state officials begin to develop a framework for the state's recreational marijuana industry. Regulators took public comments on licensee fees, potency tests, and the tracking system yesterday at the state capitol. Comments on the state's proposed rules will be accepted until August 27th. Officials say the new system won't provide comprehensive seed-to-sale tracking, but will still be a critical part of the state's regulatory efforts. And as state regulators begin to review the final rules for recreational and medical marijuana stores, the public weighed in on the proposals yesterday. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
The regulations cover everything from labeling and packaging to transportation, sanitation, and operating a store. Rachel O'Brien is with Smart Colorado, a nonpartisan group that advocates against marijuana use. She wants the state to regulate recreational marijuana more like alcohol.
They prohibit liquor stores from selling visibly intoxicated persons, as well as give liquor stores the power to confiscate IDs.
Members of industry and patient representatives also testified before the Colorado Department of Revenue. Michael Elliott is with the Medical Marijuana Industry Group and says he largely agrees with the proposals.
For the most part, yes. I mean, we're all trying to find reasonable balances about how to protect public safety while at the same time, you know, creating reasonable rules for the businesses to comply with.
State lawmakers say a top goal is making sure pot doesn't get in the hands of youth and having enough money to enforce the rules. Coloradans will get a chance to vote on a recreational marijuana sales and excise tax this November. Several towns and cities are also considering their own special sales taxes. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
The Huffington Post reports that commissioners in Weld County on Monday approved a measure to put secession question on this November's ballot. The measure calls for the creation of the state of Northern Colorado and has already been placed on the ballot in a number of other counties. The secession plan was announced back in June. Supporters claim new laws and regulations passed by the Democrat-controlled state legislature have placed urban values and needs above those of rural residents. Phillips County Administrator Randy Schaefer described rural residents as a, quote, disenfranchised minority in Colorado. The move is generally seen as a symbolic one, however. Even if Weld County voters do approve the move to secede, it would have to be approved by the state legislature, the governor, and Congress. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports Mesa County's unemployment rate dropped from 9 to 8.3% between June and July. That's according to data released on Monday by the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. According to the Sentinel, that improvement is still well above the state's 6.9% unemployment rate for July. Susie Miller, business services manager for the Mesa County Workforce Center, said the increase in jobs from the local to the national level does suggest that the economy is recovering, but that a lack of economic confidence still persists. Miller says many employers are reducing full-time employees to part-time and are still unsure of how they'll be affected by new healthcare regulations. The 8.3% unemployment rate in Mesa County compares with Delta's rate of 6.9% and an 8.6% rate in Montrose County. Education News Colorado reports that kids across the state will soon be participating in the first online tests later this year. The state plans to institute a trial version of the test this year, with statewide testing set to take place in 2015. According to Education News, the new online test will be more difficult than tests under the current TCAP system and will include a different range of subjects. Administrators and tech staff in school districts across Colorado are gearing up for the new system, with some districts worried about whether they'll have enough bandwidth and computers to carry out the tests. Administrators are also concerned about whether the tests will fit into school calendars. The tests are being developed by the Partnership for Assessment of Readiness for College and Careers. The Denver Post reports that more than 40 uncontained, active, and large wildfires dot the western U.S., from Arizona to Washington State and Alaska, taxing national firefighting resources and helping to push spending past $1 billion for the year. The National Interagency Fire Center in Boise has raised the national wildfire preparedness level to the highest tier for the first time in 5 years. The center lists two central Idaho wildfires as the country's top priorities. So far this year, there have been 33,000 fires that have burned more than 5,300 square miles, an area nearly the size of Connecticut. 30 firefighters have died in this fire season, including 19 hotshots at Yarnell, Arizona. The annual average over the past 10 years is 17 dead. The high monetary costs come despite a 5% cut in firefighting budgets due to the federal spending cuts known as sequestration, which eliminated 500 firefighters and 50 wildland fire engines this year. Meanwhile, the U.S. Forest Service has yet to activate a new generation of air tankers provided by private contractors intended to deliver bigger payloads faster. And finally, the Daily Sentinel reports that Grand Valley business owners and others said Tuesday that conservation should get equal treatment with energy development on federal land. If anything, the Obama administration has let the balance tip in favor of energy development, according to Equal Ground, a project sparked by former Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt. Equal Ground is asking that Obama and Congress set aside 4 million acres for conservation to make up the failure to keep up while leasing continued. Under President Obama, more than 6 million acres of land have been leased, while 2 million have been set aside, according to the Equal Ground website at equalground.org. The door is open for an energy company to participate, said a spokesman. And that ends our newscast for today. Thanks for listening. I'm Marty Derlin.